This is a young adult's perspective on baptism. This is Naeem, a 23-year-old adult. Naeem, what does it mean for you to say that you are baptized?
Well, I think that baptism can mean so many different things to so many different people. But to me, when I say that I'm baptized, it means that I'm one with the Lord and my faith, and also, more importantly, my culture.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Well, what I would associate with the sacrament of baptism would be cleansing and renewal and the rebirth of one's soul and spirit. And also, it reminds me of visiting the Jordan River in Palestine.
That's very interesting. What effect do you think your baptism has had on your life?
I think that it was just the catapult and the start of my journey of faith, and I'm still understanding what exactly baptism means to me today.
Has this journey ever led you to be a sponsor or godparent for someone else? Or is your understanding of this role and that responsibility going with it?
You know, it hasn't led me specifically to be a sponsor for anyone, but I'm not opposed to that idea. I think that that would be a great idea. It just hasn't lent itself to happen just yet.
Do you feel that you were ready for your baptism at the time when it happened for you?
So not really, because I don't remember it. And I wasn't old enough to comprehend what was going on. But I do associate that as the point of baptism, is that that's what your parents and guardians, and godparents specifically, make that decision for you.
That's interesting. Since it seems like you weren't ready at that time in your life, how has your faith developed since your baptism?
Well, now I'm much more intelligent, and I can understand exactly what, you know, I believe, and I can understand what the religion means to me. So I can sort of pick and choose what makes sense to me in my life at this very moment and going forward. So I would say it's a lot more personalized now, as opposed to forced.
Definitely. Do you see any similarities or differences between adulthood and infant baptism?
Not too many things come to mind immediately. I don't see that many similarities. I think that when you grow older, it's a lot more personal, and your perspective changes just depending on the world and different life circumstances and also cultural influences.
That's an interesting insight. How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or to people of no faith at all?
Well, I would first say that many different faiths have their own version of baptism. They may not call it baptism. They might not have the same ritual, but I would say that the idea and the undertones that different religions and cultures may have are very similar to the Catholic sacrament of baptism. But with that, I would describe it as being the open door of the church and welcoming you into the church, and also a rebirth of your sins that you may have.
Definitely. Thank you for chatting with me today, Naeem.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.